FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Here's a question for you. Whatever happened to Michael Moore?
The filmmaker?
The filmmaker. The guy that was
he's made a film.
Anti-America, anti-guns. And
he's made a film recently.
Has he?
Yeah.
About what? About George Bush again?
I think it was to do with the banking crash.
Right.
I think. I'm sure he's made a film quite recently.
Do you think people like Michael Moore have been put out for the last 4 to 8 years because Obama's reign has kind of just been very, let's just not do anything stupid.
Yes.
Let's just keep things ticking over.
Yes.
Try and improve healthcare. Try and get less guns on the streets.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just let's just... And he's kind of had some criticism, hasn't he, for not really doing anything as president. Well...
Free healthcare is quite a big deal, though.
You know, right, yeah, you got to say that just getting through 8 years without being shot at...
That's good, too.
Well done. But yeah, I wonder that people like Michael Moore have just kind of gone, oh, come on, let's get Trump in, because then we'll make some money again. I know it's cynical, Ben, but... You got to say that Michael Moore would have been getting better income when George Bush was in.
Maybe.
You've got your face on you, Ben, which says, I agree with you, Marv, but you're not willing to say it out loud on the radio.
I have to balance this out. Don't be stupid, Marv.
You like cruising.
I do.
What's your favourite port?
I like Lisbon.
You like Lisbon? Why?
Because it's not really been touched too much. Like, when you go to Barcelona, it's a bit touristy. And, you know, there is Starbucks and Mackey's and stuff like that.
Right.
Whereas Lisbon, you can go into a bar at 10 a.m. and get a bottle of Superbock for essentially 60p.
And there's a guy with a crate of fish there.
Yeah.
That he's just pulled out of the ocean.
Yeah. It's also the only place I've ever been to where I was propositioned by a drug dealer who literally opened up his jacket to have various... shades of green in his inner layering.
Herbs.
It was literally cannabis all the way down. And when he smelled nice when he came up to me, right? But then when he opened his jacket, it was
a whole new
world came over me, right? And I was stunned by that.
Really?
Yeah, because it was essentially right in the middle of the shopping centre.
Right. Let's find out what's on offer in the Shindig Prize Gallery today, shall we? In one, a conductor's baton. In two, de French baguettes. In three, a list of inane items. In four, memory loss. In five, love lifts us up where we belong. In six, pastel colours. In seven, a collection of blue palettes. A bully special prize, Spanish lessons with dance legend Bobby George.
Bobby George!
Yay! That's where you can win and so much more in the Shindig Breakfast Show.
I keep watching Flight of the Navigator at home.
You keep watching it?
Yeah, because Dylan comes in from school and he says, can we watch Flight of the Navigator?
So you're a bit young for that?
Four?
Yeah.
No.
I don't mean like because it's racy or anything like that. Just
it's not.
What does he get out of it? Does he understand the plot points?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He's 4 years old. Stop doing this. My son's amazing.
No, we discussed time travel and all that.
Right.
It's taken 5 viewings before he actually gets the idea that he's gone forward in time.
My point about kids' films, though, I watched Home Alone 2 recently.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's just funny watching that as an adult. I assume it would be the same with Home Alone 1, but the very first thing that happens when the two robbers turn up to that house he's staying in New York is his uncle's place. Or
sorry, is this Home Alone or Skyfall?
Home Alone 2.
Okay.
Right, Home Alone 2. Is they turn up to the house and he's like, hey guys, I'm going to take a photo of you. And he takes a picture of them like, why kid, we're going to get you this time. Like that, you remember?
Yeah, the guy
from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And they shout up at him. And the first thing he does is throw bricks from a 7-story building, right? And nails Marvin, the character's name is, Daniel something, can't remember what his actor's name is, nails him right between the eyes with 4 bricks in a row, Ben.
Yes.
From a 7-story building.
Yes.
Dead. That's my point.
No, they're American bricks.
Dead.
No, they're American bricks. They're not as strong. Not as sturdy.
What, they made out of sponge?
Well, have you ever seen a hurricane or a tornado in America? What damage it does?
Not up close,
If
Ben.
They did that in Langwether or Seedley, right, the houses would go, What are you doing?
Ah, the old three pigs.
Yeah, this building we're in here.
Yeah.
This has been here for about 200 years. Right?
Yeah, I know, it's flaking.
And it's going to be here for another 200 years. It's built out of the pyramids, this, Mav.
Not convinced. There is quite a lot of brick flaking going on.
Anyway, it's not the worst thing about Home Alone. It's the terrible parenting.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
I'll never give you the code. Never. Never. It's too late. It's over.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. We're all glad it's back.
I'm sure
it's not like someone got up this morning at 10 o'clock realizing that he hadn't yet done CSI Shindig and in a hungover state rushed something together.
Sure. That did not happen.
Sure, it's not that.
No.
But when we're working under stressful circumstances, Ben, sometimes magic happens. That's all I'm saying.
Are you Paul Daniels?
Huh?
Are you Paul Daniels?
I could be Paul Daniels. Anyway, so, you know, CSI Shindig is back. It's clearly dragging us back around to the code. I've literally completely forgotten what I've done this morning.
Okay.
I have no idea where this is. I think I had to give you some kind of
I'm just gonna put my feet here.
As I remember,
sit back.
Not a great episode this week, as I remember. What did I do? I don't remember.
I like your new frames. They're nice.
Thanks, mate. This is CSI Shindig.
Oh, look, a penny.
Episode 10. Hello?
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 Can anyone hear me?
Can anyone hear me?
Hello?
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 Oh, what's that? What's going on? Does anyone care anymore? Let's find out by playing it again.
Hello?
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 Can anyone hear me?
Anyone hear me?
Hello?
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 Mav, on Monday, I'm going to Abraham Moss, and I'm going to teach a load of fifth-year kids how to do radio production.
Yeah.
That there. Is going to be in the curriculum for the day. You can do any old rubbish on the radio. Listen to what we did on Saturday.
Is it like turning up to a cooking class, being shown a cake and say, by the end of the day, you'll all have your own cake to take away?
Yeah.
Everyone, by the end of the day, will have a creepy little weird CSI episode to take home with them.
It's literally going to be like that.
Amazing. So yeah, new character introduced. We're going to be finding out more.
Hello.
More from him. Did you hear the first hello? Because I just got up. Hello. If cheese were chicken and chicken were cheese, what would you have on crackers?
Chicken.
Good answer. What's wrong with the youth?
Nothing.
No, Ben. I think
they're just doing what everyone else, every generation's done, and the older generation's forgotten where they came from.
I agree. For the first time in our 10-year history together, Ben, I agree with you. But I also disagree at the same time, because I think what's wrong with the youth is their fashion. If you look at the youth these days, the ones that are labelled as the troublemakers and all that kind of stuff, that's been happening throughout history. Do you remember in the 50s when the youth wore leather jackets and shades and pushed their hair back and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And the 80s, they look crazy, Ben. Yep. They all went to town on it. The goths have even got some style about them. But this hoodie thing.
Mav.
Walking around with joggers, with their hands down their sweatpants, Ben. Just standing there on street corners with the hoodies to avoid the CCTV and all that kind of nonsense.
Mav has turned 35. Oh, he's about to turn 36 this year, which is why he's starting to slowly become Paul Dacre.
Who's Paul Dacre?
He's the editor of the Daily Mail.
Oh, that's a shame.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Funhouse.
Fun House.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for Pun House. And Ben, why don't you tell people what people were trying to get in touch with last week, please?
To be honest, Marv, I've totally lost the plot with this one this week. I've done no homework whatsoever. No, wait, my dog ate it. I've got a letter from my mum saying I could be excluded from this week's Pun House.
Why don't you just tell people what...
Due to the fact I've had glandular fever. So, look, it says on that note.
Let's have a look at this note. Ben is an idiot, it says.
Love, Mum.
Yeah. But that's for me, that.
That's why I can't.
Love Ben's mum. Yeah, I love Ben's mum.
That's why I'm... It, tools...
Maybe you can...
Tools and fast food.
Tools and fast food is correct, Ben. Maybe you can go on Twitter, because we did get some online interactions in the last couple of weeks during a couple of the FC Live performances.
Ages ago.
Exactly, ages ago. But it's all right, I'll give you time by reading out my list. Alan Kebab. Wrench Fries. Tungsten Chip Screws. Not bad. Sandwich paper, sandpaper, sandwich paper, chicken stripper, drilly con carne, drilly con carne, quesadrillas, DS, margarencha, that's a pizza, chicken parmesander, nuchos, and Kentucky Fried Chisel. So not a big list for me this week, but at least I provided a list. Ben, what have you got?
Wait, I'm getting to Felsworth.
There we go.
I'm at 5 days ago now. Yeah, I'm right. Just scrolling.
Should
down.
Have been better prepared. Not only did you not bring your own list, but you've also failed to gather together the internet communities. You've really left the audience wanting more on every single front of this particular feature. I've even been delaying you and giving you more time by chattering on about nonsense. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United Manchester, and this is our award-winning feature, Pun House, which is dying a slow death.
No, it's not.
You had your time. All right, let's move on.
Wait. No,
you ruined the whole thing.
I haven't.
I'm really upset.
I haven't. I'm on it. Wait. It's 2 weeks ago.
You can't say things like, I'm on it, and then wait. You're either on it or you're not on it.
I am on it.
Right. Go on then. Give us if you're on it, Ben, give us the ruddy entries.
Want the one about a Big Mac?
Brilliant. The Big Mac saw.
Big Mac saw.
That's the one I said 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What
the one I said.
I'm on the 18th of
March. Is
that
the sound of your lip cracking again? That was weird.
Bambi Sham. Brilliant. Oh, that was the week before.
Right. Go on then.
No one's entered.
Plenty of people entered in the first week.
They did not. They did not. I've just gone through the list.
Ben, who do you want to give the award to this week? You weren't listening to him, were you?
Kebab.
The first one I said, that's the only thing. What others did I say?
Chicken.
On your way to Kendall today, I want you to give yourself a long... I'm going to give you a mirror, and you can give yourself a long, hard look in that mirror.
Oh, I've,
should we give it to Alan Kebab then?
That's funny.
All right, we'll give it to Alan Kebab. That's the winner. Purely through Ben not being able to remember what's just happened. Congratulations to Michael Ward. For next week, Ben, you're listening now?
Yes, I'm listening.
For next week, I want people to get in touch with TV presenters and weapons, such as Bruce Forsyth and Jeremy Axman.
A scythe is not a weapon.
If you use properly, it is.
Properly.
And Jeremy Axman. All right, Jeremy Axman. All right, there's your ones for next week. TV presenters and weapons. Please do get in touch in the usual ways. Ben, how can people get in touch?
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk and Twitter at fcumradio.
What's worse than spiders?
A holy war?
Yeah, it's probably a good answer. I mean, I've actually got a specific answer here, which... I know you don't like spiders, but I'm going to attempt to make you dislike another animal even more than spiders.
If it's cats, I actually do genuinely dislike cats.
Why do you dislike cats?
Because we've had this chat already. We have this chat every couple of weeks or so.
I don't think we do.
We do, because we mentioned the fact that there's litter trays in the houses. Oh, people are fine with that for some reason.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a fear of spiders.
Yeah, this isn't a...
You don't have a fear of cats.
No, I actually appreciate what spiders do in the animal kingdom.
Which is...
They keep flies down, don't they? And other insects. They keep it to a minimum. Yeah.
They do a good job.
See,
of that.
I think it's cats, a myth. I think that's a myth about spiders. People have been saying this about spiders for years. But when have you actually seen it?
Well, I don't see it because obviously I can't see a spider.
Because you're petrified.
Yeah. But cats, I do not see anything of any value that they bring to planet Earth.
Attitude?
I'm not talking big cats, by the way. Obviously, I understand what lions do.
You're talking about house cats.
I'm talking about house cats.
Domestic.
Domestic cats, yeah. I do not understand what they're doing.
I agree, Brad.
Unless, of course, they're undomesticated, in which case they're freely killing rats, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And making other non-domesticated cats pregnant, yeah. And therefore carrying on the cycle of evil cats being out there in the streets. My answer for you, though, and I'd like you to go on your internet provider at this point.
Okay.
Go in your browser. What is the browser that you tend to use?
Google. Chrome.
A Chrome.
Yeah.
Chrome browser, right? Where is that? I want you to type in the following phrase, if you're ready.
Okay.
Are you ready there?
Yeah.
Geese, teeth on tongue. Now, Ben, you might not have seen this picture before, but geese, all geese have teeth on
their
tongue.
Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen this picture.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it scary?
It's terrifying, Ben. If you're listening at home, you know what we're talking about, just quickly go on Google and type in geese, teeth, tongue. Have you done it?
I've seen the picture before.
Oh, well, have a look now. Come on, let's get your live reaction on the air.
I don't want to see it again.
Oh, no, you're going to look at it, Ben, because this is worse than spiders. Look at it now. Come on, click on the link.
Geese, teeth, tongue.
There you go. Show this to someone who worked this week. It scared the living.
Yeah,
it's
pretty horrific.
It's awful. That's what it is, Ben. And now suddenly I understand why people get a bit nervous around geese. Previously, I've gone, it's a goose.
We lived in Castlefield for ages, didn't we?
Yeah.
And they're pretty militant.
They are, especially when they've had kids.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. You know, you don't want to cross a goose on a towpath.
No, you do not.
And, you know, but...
And those pictures of teeth-based tongues.
What should we do about it, Mav? I mean, we said we didn't want to, you know, a holy war is pretty bad, but maybe a war against geese is now appropriate because clearly they're not for this world.
Clearly. Mm. Clearly they're a prehistoric dinosaur.
Can I just say that's a joke, by the way? I don't actually mean that you should go out and hunt geese.
Oh, I think we all appreciate it was a joke.
Yes.
I mean, it's quite clear that Goose-ageddon wouldn't be a thing despite how much fun that phrase is to say.
Goose-ageddon, goose-agandered, goose-ageddon.
It's, yeah. There's something in there.
Yeah, there's something there.
There is something in there.
There is definitely a B movie to be made.